Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, you'll know that this is a little bit later than I would normally post my weekly episode, and thank you to those of you who did message me and say, Mark, where's the podcast? Well, unfortunately, my week ran away with me a little bit towards the end of last week, and then I was in Nottingham at M10 teaching our personal training mentorship with the team, and ended up having a very long journey back due to some train issues, which just threw my schedule a little bit. So unfortunately, for those of you that were looking forward to listening to the podcast over the weekend, I apologize. But I'm here, and I hope you're going to find today's episode very, very helpful. Now, online coaching is very popular, very popular. A lot of you want to do online coaching. And somebody said to me the other day, interestingly, who hadn't heard of me for a long time, yep, did you do a lot of online coaching? And for those of you new to the podcast, I had over 50 online clients for quite a while. I was very, very busy with online coaching. I really enjoyed it. Found it very challenging, if I'm honest. In my early days, there were so many different things that, you know, so many areas that I've learned since then that would have made life a lot easier. But it was it came as an extension to my reputation. Very early stages of Facebook, you know, we didn't have Instagram, you know, the amount of information that's available for you to learn about online coaching that's available now is incredible. But back then it was just do it, and people would contact you because of they'd heard of you or seen something on Facebook before Instagram, and they'd say, you know, is there a chance to do any work with you? I remember years ago, you know, working with Charles Poliquin and his team of coaches. I did some work with Luke Lehman back then, and even hired one of Charles's other coaches to do some work with me. And so, yeah, it's been around for a long time, but not as popular as it is nowadays. So every so often, I want to put an episode together to just give you some tips, give you some things to work towards, because, you know, the online world is very different to face-to-face personal training. And I kind of want to talk to two sides of it, really. You know, I mentor quite a few coaches that have got a lot of online clients, and they've also got teams of people that are working for them. I work with a lot of personal trainers and online coaches that are just starting up, extending their brand or products and services from personal training. And then there are people that contact me and say, look, I just want to start online coaching. So I picked today 10 online coaching tips, because I'm going to be covering everybody, essentially. And I want you to go through these points. I want you to grab a pen, and I want you to grab a piece of paper today, and I want you to just think over if you are starting online coaching, if you've covered these points, if you are doing online coaching, if you haven't, I really hope that they're going to be of value to you. So let's get started. Episode 135, I'm going to call this 10 online coaching tips. Now, you guys know me. This year, it'll be 19 years I've been a professional coach. I'm very proud of the team that I have at M10. Their coaches, the detail that goes into the work that they do. In fact, everybody that comes to our education programs, whether it's our personal training mentorship or our education, or is even mentored by the trainers at M10, we teach coaching. Coaching, evaluating, service, adjusting, progressing, educating. That's what a coach does. A coach goes from A to B. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who assume that online coaching is you're given right to charge between 80 and £100, sometimes up to £150 a month, and deliver a very low level of service. Check in on an email, see if the weight's changed, see how the client feels, offer a quick email back, done. Now, I will say that if you are a physique coach, often you are working with very experienced people. Now, I didn't expect much more than a line of text on a WhatsApp or an email from my coaches over the years because it's very advanced. You know, many of you watching, long weekend, guys, and that's the reality of doing this live, the odd slip up. But if you're listening to this now, the likelihood the majority of you are not in a position whereby you are coaching really skilled people, people that you can give a diet to, give a training program together, give a program to them, should I say, and week by week you just need to make some fine tweaks because the person's disciplined, they train hard, they know what they're doing, they just need some amendments to nutrition or supplementation or programming. And over the years, you know, a lot of the clients, when I was at my peak with my online coaching, a lot of my clients were very experienced, very skilled, a lot of coaches I worked with. And apart from providing a level of education, there was just a few things to tweak. But here's the thing, I'm still coaching because I'd earned the right in my career to work with highly skilled athletes and coaches. But in the early days, when I was working with a lot of general population clients online and people that were really struggling, I still got to do the coaching aspect. You're still a coach. You're not a check-in assistant. And if you have a high turnover of clients, just question to yourself the level of service that you're giving, because a coach is a communicator. A coach has a plan. A coach has a lot of information that they share. They educate. They support. They have a journey that they're taking the clients through. If you want to have a high turnover of clients as an online coach, be a check-in assistant. If you want to have a reputation, get more clients, achieve quality results, and be known for your service, be a coach. And I'm going to get onto this in a little bit. There's a big difference between coaches and check-in assistants. Number two, you've got to have the systems to manage your clients. Something I didn't do in the early days. I mean, I say, I always had a documents file on my computer. I always had the name of my clients. I always had their programs written out. So I had a lot of systems in place. But just for ensuring when you want to get back to people, when people have checked in. But not only that, I had my files for my clients. But as time went on, I thought to myself, do you know what? There's a lot of things I'm repeating on a week-to-week basis. So I need files. I need PDF documents. I need videos. Again, it's coaching. So as a personal trainer in the gym and your client's struggling, what do? You spend time talking them through aspects. You spend time giving them things. You go over to machines and you show them what they need to be doing. Online coaches just get frustrated. My client doesn't get it. My client doesn't get it. You're not face to face with anybody. So you have to provide videos, whether it's you sitting at home talking through nutrition and preparing food or showing somebody how to make certain recipes or what to do in the gym. Videoing yourself doing different exercises is essential. Yeah, there's something that as Google has developed itself, I have Google Drive for the guys that I mentor. I have a Google Drive shared file. Yeah, there's nothing better than being on a coaching call with somebody and then being able to see you uploading files and uploading information for them to be able to follow. But as an online coach, you need to have systems and ways to be able to manage all your clients. A lot of trainers are just going backwards and forwards with their emails and just seeing what somebody's updated. That's all good and well for just keeping up the communication, but how do you provide that added value? How do you create the relationship where the person feels that they need to continue working with you? If it's just a check-in, they'll just get bored after a while. You've got to build connections beyond email. Number three, Zoom, videos, WhatsApp. Guys, as a professional coach, you've got to be a chameleon. In fact, somebody reminded me of saying this on a podcast a while ago. You have to deal with different people. Some people will like working on email. Some people will need face-to-face. As a coach, you need to be adaptable. I know which ones of my clients prefer some WhatsApp support and which ones require Zoom and see me face-to-face and which ones need it. You have to build connections beyond email. If you are finding that your clients, once you've had a check-in and then, you know, depending on how inexperienced somebody is, it actually depends on how many times you need to speak to them as frequently on Zoom. You know, coaching, online coaching isn't about just doing an email or just typing a text message back to your client and charging the amount of money that coaches charge. It's ridiculous. If we're going to make sure coaching remains a high quality level of service, you've got to offer that level of value. So going beyond your emails, building connections with your clients. If you want long-term success with your clients, you've got to get them on video. Oh, online, I've got 30 online clients. I can't do videos with them all. Well, hold on a minute. In a gym, by the hour, you're coaching people. And the whole thing, I get it, with online training, you're trying to minimize the amount of time you've got to work with people. Well, to me, if you're trying to always minimize the time that you're giving to people, that's not being a coach. That's just somebody that's just chasing cash. And I'm sorry, but, you know, if I've rattled your nerves there, then go and follow somebody else who's just focused on making cash. I make money and I've made plenty of money over the years. But I tell you this, I've done it by being a professional coach, and I'll never stop teaching people how to be a professional coach. I won't teach people how to do the bare minimum to train people just to get the maximum amount of revenue. I was only talking to somebody earlier this evening. One of the ways he's going to scale his business is service. Now he's got a lot of online clients at the moment and he just has a certain amount dropping off. I said, they won't drop off if you offer added value, offered service. If you get more people on calls, so yeah, it's going to take a bit more time, but you need another staff member. But, you know, when you have any profession, you know, when you have lawyers, doctors, they don't think, what's the quickest way professionally? These, you know, if you have private doctors, private dentists, they're still doing 30-minute, 40-minute consultations when people are paying them good money. You know, don't take people for granted. You've got to build connections or else they'll disappear. Number four, you still have to study. You're not a coach if you don't know how to train people, if you don't know how to get the best out of people. You're not a professional online coach if you've done a personal training qualification and you've not done any further education, or 2 years ago you thought, sod this for personal training, I'm going to go online, or even in the last 6 months, and you're not studying. The whole idea of online coaching isn't just so that you can sit in a coffee shop. It's to still support this industry by being one of the credible people that's helping people change. The majority of you listening to this are going to be working with general population online. There are going to be a good percentage of you also that are working with body transformation clients. But still online, you have the ability to build your reputation. And you can't build your reputation if you don't know more. You can't achieve results with your clients if you don't know more. A lot of people get very quick results online and leave their clients struggling to know how to get back out of the diet, to not put loads of weight on. A lot of people are running into brick walls with clients with behavioral problems online. You have clients with a lot of stress and you don't know how to deal with it, so you just keep adding more training volume and bringing the calories down. Support the industry and support yourself and your reputation and study. You know, personal trainers that are in the gym, they're surrounded by people that study. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of personal trainers that don't. But my point about number four is that you've still got to study as you're a professional. Don't just suddenly think that this is the easy life of just being a coach that can just get up in the morning and do whatever he wants or she wants, go to the gym, and then just take people's money and don't commit to studying. If people are committing to invest in you, then you should be committing to invest in yourself and continue to learn. And I'll tell you this, if you want to grow and scale your online business, I've got many people that I mentor who have got 2-3 coaches working for them now. If you want to scale your business, it will only be able to scale based on service, results, standards, and value. service, results, standards, and value. Just remember that. If the quality of the service that you're delivering is poor, service, results, your standards, what are your standards that you have for your business and your brand? That every client gets a call? If it is, amazing. But that's an added service. Therefore, you're going to increase your fees. Are you getting results? Are you offering what people need to get results? And this does lead me in actually to number five, social proof. And this goes back to studying. It goes back to offering high level of service. Guys, going online is a big, big, big commitment. I'm going to touch on a couple of things in a second, such as marketing. But you can't build online without social proof. I'm going to teach you a couple of things about marketing in a second, but I'm going to tell you right now. Now, I had friends and family. Even when I was a PT, I trained people for free. And if you've got people that you know that would go through a journey with you to get results, you should be doing everything in your power to get the type of results that you want to display associated with the people that you want to work with. If you're not doing that, don't expect people to follow you and engage with your content and then invest in you if you can't prove that you do what you say you can do. And this goes back to studying. The reason you're not getting results with your clients is you don't know how to get them to change. And there is a very big difference between getting people to change face-to-face in their gym and change online. You have to cultivate through your marketing the type of client you want to work with. And that's through your content. That's through the way that you market. That's the way that you develop your brand. If you don't know any of that, you're going to struggle because you're going to be putting so much different stuff out. The quality of the result is dependent on your ability to build a brand. If you want to continue to get more clients, you need to showcase more results, period. And if you study and you learn how to get the ones that you have got within your business and you are able to get results with them, then you're going to have it. It's one of the quickest ways to get your business to grow. Point number six is you've got to be patient. You're competing in a big world. Billions of active users. I've said this before and I'll say it again. And you go in a gym, I was speaking to people, somebody only this morning, in the last year, really struggling to fill his personal training diary. We're privileged on the mentorship, personal training mentorship, we're going to be working with him. That's what we do, help people. But when I watch every single day, people struggling on social media and assuming that it's because they didn't put a post out at 7 o'clock or assuming that it's because the headline was slightly different. Yeah, at the end of the day, brands take time. M10 has been going, both gyms collectively, the brand itself has been going 12 years. And the reputation doesn't happen overnight. You know, if you want people to hire you, book you, pay for you, you've got to be patient. But here's the thing. For every day that you are sending the wrong message out through your content, you're delaying your ability to build your reputation. So until you actually get your head in the game in terms of point number seven, studying marketing, you're not going to know whether or not the content you're presenting is right or wrong. And when I talk about studying marketing, it's you're studying the art of communication. It's a skill. Just because you're a PT or you've studied training or been to university, guys, this doesn't mean that you understand communication. You know, I've been to conferences, workshops, seminars. I've done courses online. I've had mentors all across the world in not personal training, of which I've done many, many courses. But I studied marketing, and I still do today. Yeah, you know, whenever you see our seminars busy, the mastermind, the mentorships busy, it's the result of marketing. It's the result of communicating with you all, providing high levels of value, giving you areas to be able to develop, such as the podcast, so I can help you to develop and grow, and then providing products and services to you that are in line with the areas that you want to improve. So you need to understand how to communicate with your target audience, which is psychology. The power of psychology, how to communicate, how to engage with people, how to create content, how to understand what your brand is. And it's not easy, I'm going to tell you. Once you've learned marketing, you then have to implement marketing. Then you'll get it wrong. Then you get the message wrong. Then you get the brand wrong. Then you'll do it again. And then you've got your audience that's confused. Then you'll change your audience. Then you might want to work with body composition over just general weight loss. You might want to work with men and women. And every time you change, you've got to take time for people to adjust to what the brand is. But guys, you're not going to grow if you don't study marketing. It's not going to happen. You'll do okay. But the better you get at marketing, the better your business online is going to be. The next thing I'm going to tell you is point eight. Stop ditching PT. The amount of trainers that have not yet made it as a PT and are struggling, who now say, I'm an online coach. You didn't make it as a PT. That meant that you couldn't build a relationship with somebody face to face. And you struggled. Now, there are a lot of people that have left PT and gone into online coaching and done very, very well. But my point here is, if you want to build an online business, I did it this way. I built my results, my reputation, chucked it online. Guess what happened? My results got me online clients. There's a lot of you that are on social media at the moment trying to build a brand or trying to build social media presence and really struggling because you've got no results and you've got no confidence and you don't know how to write about training. You don't know how to write about fat loss, health and nutrition. You haven't learned how to actually present your knowledge in a way that people buy into you. So every day is a massive struggle where you could be in the middle of your health club doing 30 sessions a week with the security of your income and taking your time to learn. And then it's the most appropriate time. That's the time when you can transition across or keep your personal training business and add an extra income stream on. You know, some people are earning $2,500 a month as a PT, going online, getting up to $1,000 online and then ditching PT and they're on $1,000. And I said, you could have been on $3,500. And so the whole idea of PT for most people, the whole idea of working longer hours frustrates them. But I tell you this, if you're somebody that loves working with people, and if you're somebody that loves getting results and you're getting results, allow your results to support the online development of your business, the online business. Use the results. Now, there are some people who do get to the point where they want to do online training. I'm not going to tell you that you can't. What I am telling you is that it can take a long time to build your online business. So don't be so quick to ditch PT. Don't be so quick to say, oh, sod this, getting up in the morning. You know, this is character building. This is where you develop a lot of your experience, your knowledge, and your skill that will all carry over to developing yourself as a professional coach if you do want to go online. Number nine, build relationships beyond your posts. Now, this is important because I've got many different products and services, such as podcasts, such as downloadable webinars, such as downloadable email automation sequences that are all free. Please remember that your posts are getting attention, building short-term relationships with people, but the deepening relationship is taking people away from your social media page and giving people things for free. It's marketing. Get people to download something, whether or not it's meal plans, whether or not it's a guide to nutrition, whether or not it's training programs. Short, snappy, valuable things that people need that follow your page that gets them to give their email address to you, and therefore you can start communicating with them through email. Not only that, you can deepen the relationship. Giving an email is like giving a phone number nowadays. You know, it's a privilege, but it means that people, you want people to contact you if you're giving away your email. It builds a relationship, it deepens the relationship. Remember, if you can take somebody off your Instagram page to get an email address, it means they're closer to investing with you. So don't take for granted the whole idea of lead magnet. Search on the internet what lead magnets are. They're an opportunity to give people something of high value for free to showcase exactly what you know, how you do what you do, even the results that you achieve, and then you're able to be able to propose people to work with you or even deepen the relationship so that people learn more and they just get to know you more. But you can't deepen the relationship just from your Instagram page. I would also suggest one of the best ways to deepen relationships, even with an Instagram page, is to set up Facebook groups and get some of your followers and your clients' friends to start joining the group and adding value inside the group, because there is something powerful that goes from an Instagram page where there's loads of posts and people are not really engaging on you commenting to suddenly going in a Facebook group or downloading something for free. People are getting closer to you. When they get closer to you, they invest in you more. They trust you more, and that's getting you closer to people investing in you. And the last thing I want to say to you, number 10, which is really, really important. Guys, right now I'm talking to you, personal trainers, fitness professionals, online coaches. Guys, I've been where you are. I built my businesses. I built my personal training. We still deliver incredible personal training every single week in Nottingham. I'm teaching personal trainers. You know I can help you. So with this, do you not feel a part of a community when you listen to the podcast? Do you not feel that every time you go on my Instagram page, there's a community of people who are all on that page to grow and learn and develop, and the thousands of people that listen to my stories and the people that come to the seminars and people that engage in the live events that we put on my Instagram page. It's a community that's taken me years to build. And when I look at most people's content, they're just scattered posts. There's no meaning, there's no connection, there's no group that you're building. On your Instagram page, your bio should tell me, I help men increase their self-confidence, build muscle, and feel great in their body. I help women to lose weight or lose their first dress size and increase their self-confidence. And then when you go on the page, it's very clear that all you're doing is talking to those male or female audiences. Or you help people just look great, feel great, and learn to believe in themselves. So it's all about mindset. It's all about self-belief. It's all about, you know, a community of people trying to better themselves. Is your page on social media, Facebook or Instagram, just a collection of individual posts to random scattered topics? Guys, if you want to build an online business, people need to have a reason to keep coming back to your page. People need to have a reason to look forward to your posts on a day-to-day basis. If they haven't, they might follow your page, but they're not going to engage in your page. People want to feel a part of something. Connectivity and community are something that a lot of people value. And if you've got 200 followers on your page, focus on those people and try and get those 200 people to feel really, really special, like you really, really care. And they'll start telling other people. They'll start tagging you in different posts saying, what a great page. But if there's individual posts, they're not going to anybody specifically, they don't really have any specific meaning apart from one just bit, a tidbit of education every now and then and a picture of you training, it's just the same as everybody else. There's no point of differentiation. So, 10 online coaching tips. I really, really hope you found them valuable. And to those of you who have taken on board my note, number 4, if you're an online coach or you're transitioning to be an online coach and education isn't at the forefront of your mind, please let me be the one to support you and say that if education slows down, your business will go backwards. At the end of February, any of you listening to the podcast right now, any of you who are ready to level up and improve your coaching ability and have us mentor you for 6 months, we've got 2 spaces left on the next mentorship. I'd love to hear from you. Your opportunity to not only train M10 clients, train each other at M10, have us mentor you, look over your shoulder, review all of your case studies, and make sure that your case studies are supported one-to-one with our mentors so that you achieve results with every one of your clients. You'll learn from us. You'll have webinars every single 2 weeks, learning every single topic that we teach in detail and how they relate to your client case studies. You'll be working with a community, a group of other coaches all trying to better themselves and grow in the industry. There really is no other mentorship like it, guys, and I would really love to help you in 2020. Myself and the team would love to take you on a journey, support you, and help your personal training business grow. If that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, click the link in my bio on Instagram and send us in the application, and I look forward to hearing from you. But again, I apologize that this episode was a little bit late today. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I shall speak to you all soon. Take care.